This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. Secondhand tools are a hot item on a lot of social media platforms. We want to take advantage of a deal. It's a good thing to do. But sometimes secondhand tools are not from a legitimate source. And in fact, just recently, the RCMP has recovered some stolen tools. We're with Corporal Jennifer Cooper at the RCMP detachment. Jennifer, can you tell us a little bit about what has been recovered?
We have two steel chainsaws, and we have a Milwaukee power supply and a Husqvarna rail saw. So specifically that last one is pretty unique. There's only going to be a few companies in town that may have a rail saw. So what we're asking anyone to do is take a look in their outbuildings, maybe their cargo trailers or sheds. If you're missing these items or items that match those descriptions and you have the serial numbers, come down to the RCMP detachment on the corner of 4th and Victoria with proof of your serial numbers, and we can hook you back up with your stolen goods.
The rail saw, is that specific to work with railroads, rail lines, work of that nature?
From what we've been able to discover online, trying to figure out what this is, that would appear to be the case. Yeah, this is very specific to anyone who's working with rail lines. It seems to be just made for that particular job function.
How were these items recovered? What tipped off the RCMP? Was this found through a typical search on online resales, or was it recovered through a tangential reason?
It was tangential. So we were investigating an unrelated matter and came across these tools in the possession of someone who probably didn't have a reason to have them. So we have recovered these items, and we're just really hoping to match them up with their proper owners, because a couple of them are actually really high ticket items. So those persons are probably, they're out a couple of $1,000 each, definitely.
Certainly. For people who might be looking for secondhand tools, things like that, perhaps you're searching Marketplace or, other secondhand platforms, pawn shops, and you suspect that maybe an item isn't of honest source, are there any steps that an individual might take to clear that up or avoid purchasing something that may not be honestly ascertained?
There's a couple of things that you could do. If it's a bigger ticket item and you are kind of suspicious, ask them for the serial number. You can always come down to the police station and we can try running the serial number, see if it's been reported to us. You can also go for larger items, such as not necessarily all bikes, but some bikes, cars, and boats. You can go to CPIC online, so that's CPIC online, and you can actually access the public side of that website. It's the Canadian Police Information Center, and you can run the serial number or the VIN or the boat's VIN, I know it's not called that, but the boat's VIN through that and see if it's ever been reported stolen before with the serial number attached, and that would come up for you there. So you can get a little bit more of a good feeling about purchasing some of those items. But if you have reason to believe that the item is stolen, the best advice that I could give is to probably avoid purchasing that one, because possession is not 9/10 of the law, it turns out, as the old adage goes. And even if you've purchased it off Marketplace, you've made a legitimate purchase, and we find out that that's a stolen item, we will take that back and you are out that money, because that is just, again, another type of fraud that you've unwillingly fallen victim to. So if you think it's a deal that's too good to be true, probably is, avoid it and save yourself any potential future headache.
To individuals who do realize that something has been stolen from their shed, their vehicle, their items are now gone, are there preventative measures that people can take and follow-up steps that people can pursue as far as preventing these types of things from entering the black market of secondhand tool sales?
preventing theft is very difficult. As we all know, many of us have fallen victim to theft of something at one point or another. Some of the steps that you can take to try and safeguard yourself, or at least help get your items back if we're able to locate them, is knowing the serial number, or maybe the model number, that unique identifier of your items, having that written down and kept in a safe place. Because really, that's what it's going to come down to. If we locate an item, we're going to ask you for the serial number or the VIN or bike serial number or whatever it happens to be. And if you can't provide us with that unique identifier, chances are we might not be able to match you up again with your items. So making sure you have all of that written down. If it's something that doesn't come with a unique identifier, then carving something in there that's unique to you. Some people say your driver's license number, or maybe your house number, something that's unique. Please not your social insurance number. That you would know that you put in there. Yeah, I carved my driver's license number into that piece of equipment, so we know that it's yours.
Good tip. This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.